Hi guys, welcome to this episode of our Facts First podcast. I'm your host, Christian Esguera. So for today, we're going to talk about the campaign trail still about the in relation to the 2022 elections. And of course, a few days ago, Manila Mayor Isko Moreno had declared his run for president in 2022. It was not really surprising for a lot of people, but still somehow nagkaroon pa rin ng sorpresa for others. So ngayon, makakasama natin ang kanyang campaign strategist, isang veterano sa industriya. I'd like to introduce to you again, Mr. Lito Banayo, the campaign strategist of presidential candidate and Manila Mayor Isko Moreno. Maraming salamat po, Mr. Banayo, for joining us again on the podcast.
Salamat din, Christian. At inanyayahan mo ako sa iyong programa.
Last time na nag-usap po tayo was more than a month ago. Medyo extensive yung napag-usapan natin about the possible candidacy of Mayor Isko Moreno for president. And now it can be said, no? It's now official. Kayo po ang campaign strategist. Tama po ba?
Yes, yes. Uh-huh.
So gaano kalaki itong campaign team ni Mayor Isko?
Actually, sa ngayon, maliit pa kami, no? It's not a very big campaign team. Pero may mga tasking na. Ang lumalaki right now is yung mga sumasapi sa Aksyon Demokratiko. Nagkakaproblema na nga kami sa pagtanggap ng... kasi ang daming... We have a deluge of applicants for Aksyon Demokratiko. And secondly, yung mga volunteers, parami ng parami. I'm surprised, for instance, that even as far as Sultan Kudarat and Tawi-Tawi, meron ng mga Isko volunteers, no, under IM Pilipinas, no, or iba-iba, merong na Isko sa Gensan, they want to use na Isko, no. So yung mga ganon, no, napakadami. Sa Pangasinan, they're using okay si Isko, no, okay, which is a play on Isko, also okay si Isko, no. Okay. So marami na yung mga ganyan, even as far as the Cordillera Autonomous or Cordillera Administrative Region. Ang daming sumasali sa clamor for Isko Moreno.
So ano yung gagamitin nyo rito ang slogan? Is it I am Filipino na Isko o okay si Isko?
Well, we're leaving it to them actually, no? Because the slogan that we will be using is really bilis kilos.
Bilis kilos. Pero meron din lumalabas, diba, yung ako si Isko? Diba yun yung content ng ano niya, TV ad?
Yeah, the TV ad is ako si Isko is not a slogan, ano? Ako si Isko is not a slogan. It is basically to show that he is the same as every other Filipino, no? Who struggles in life, never surrenders, always hopes, always prays, and in the end finds himself successful. So whether you are a jeepney driver, na in the future you might become a jeepney operator, your story is the same as Isko. No? Ganon. Yun. It's main identification with the common man, with the ordinary Philippine.
Yeah. Paano nabuo yung ano na yun, yung campaign ad na yun? Kasi marami ako nakausap, in fairness, they thought that was very, very effective in relation to Isko Moreno's narrative or backstory. Paano siya binuo? Nakaisip.
Ang nakaisip niyan, yung concept, was a Filipino advertising executive who is working in Hong Kong. No? He is, well, I can't name his advertising agency. It is one of the biggest in the whole world. Mm. No? Pero siya yung natuwa siya dun sa nung nakita niya yung una naming ad, which was Bilis Kilos. Nagandahan siya, no? You remember yung Bilis Kilos did not really portray Isko as a potential presidential candidate, but it was more attuned to showing his accomplishments in Manila, that ad, no? Then itong taga Hong Kong, well, Filipino based Hong Kong based Filipino advertising executive, tumawag sa dati niyang boss dito sa Manila when he was still working in Manila. And yun naman, dati niyang boss, kinausap kami, I can't name names, no? Kinausap kami, and then nag-zoom kami with the Filipino who's working in Hong Kong. And we liked this concept, no? We liked the concept na ang ano niya, ang strategy niya, so to speak, his messaging or communications strategy was, Isko is the only person who can relate to the every Filipino, to the everyday man, no? Because unique yung kanyang story sa buhay. He tried, I mean, he lifted himself by his bootstraps. Pagkatapos, he tried to keep improving himself, no, in order to succeed in his chosen profession, which is now public service.
So kailan nabuo itong concept na to? Yung ad, kailan siya nabuo, yung slogan?
2 months ago.
2 months ago. So that
2 months
was,
ago. Okay. But syempre, yeah, ano pa yan, if you film, may mga filming pa yan, may ano, may mga revisions along the way, no? Yung ano, pagkatapos we had to do media buys, di ba? So basically it took a 2 month process.
If I may ask, magkano naman inabot?
hindi ko alam exactly, pero ang media buyer namin was able to get a very hefty discount. As in, I was surprised na kayang makakuha ng ganun kalaking discount from the rate card.
Ito yung...
Siguro kasi early days ngayon. Early days. Ngayon kasi mas mura kesa sa later pag kampanya na, tumataas. Alam mo naman yan, tumataas ang advertising rates. No?
You're talking about the airing. Pero ang tinatanong ko po yung mismong production, yung conceptualization.
Wala, libre yon.
Ah, libre yon?
Libre yon.
So he was among the volunteers?
He volunteered. We didn't pay him a single centavo.
So ang binabayaran nyo na lang airing?
Yung airing lang, oo.
Okay.
Actually, pati yung filming kasi noon, hindi rin masyadong magastos dahil wala naman kaming kinuha celebrity na endorser, wala naman kaming kinuha ano. No? So puro mga man on the street talaga. Na yung iba doon, yung isa doon actually empleyado ng manugang ko eh.
No? Ay, hindi sila artista? Kasi di ba may vendor doon, may
laborer,
hindi sila artista?
Hindi. Yung isa doon, magtataho, no? Na nagsusupply doon sa son-in-law ko, who before the pandemic used to run a string of soy milk, etc., coffee shop, businesses. So.
So lahat ng characters na nag-appear dun sa ad niya na Bilis Kilos, ako si Isko, lahat yun, ganun talaga sila sa buhay?
Hindi naman ganun talaga sila sa buhay. Yung tawag doon, hairdresser ba tawag doon o whatever?
Kasi may guru kayo, di ba? May vendor. Uh-oh.
Yeah, yun, taga Tarlac yun. Na, ewan ko kung sino kaibigan nun doon sa aming staff. No? Na, sabi niya yon bagay kasi ano nga no hairdresser pero taga Tarlac yon.
So wala kayong ano kinuhang artista pero siguro kasi ng advantage kasi si Mayor Isko Moreno mismo siya yung celebrity eh, 'di ba? May sarili siyang hatak.
Yeah, may sarili siyang ano. Kilala naman siya. I mean, his awareness level is very high.
I remember yung speech na ginamit, 'di ba? This was during a graduation commencement exercise to, no?
Yeah, it was a commencement speech, I think before Emilio Aguinaldo. I'm not too sure, no? Pero yung kasing Hong Kong-based Filipino advertising executive, napanood niya yun sa YouTube.
Oo, nag-viral yun eh.
Naka-upload yata sa YouTube yun.
Yeah.
And then he drew his inspiration from there. Because sabi niya, napaka-natural nung extemporaneous speech ni Isko. He drew from there and... he related that to the ordinary Filipino na trying his best to succeed in life, which is the backstory of Isko Moreno.
Yung Bilis Kilos na slogan, sino pong nakaisip naman ito?
Ah, hindi. Yan. That was a... again, I'm not at liberty to give the name. It's an advertising, a local advertising firm, which I used in the past. For another presidential candidate.
Ito ba si ano si former President Pinoy?
No. I used no, he was used this agency was used by Manny Villar.
Ah, okay, 2010.
Pero hindi ko kliyente si Manny Villar. But okay. I admired the way Manny Villar's ads di ba, yung ads niya noong 2009 and 2010.
Oh.
And so I got in touch with them. No?
Mm. Pero kayo, ano yung, how do you fit that sa structure ng campaign team niya? You're the campaign strategist, no? So do you call the shots? And people are under you? Paano yung struktura niyo?
Right now, medyo hindi pa masyadong defined eh, because, syempre, we have to involve Action Democratico, no? Yung officials ng Action Democratico, because we joined the party just about a month ago. Secondly, yung mga pumapasok na mga major political leaders, no? Like for instance, si Senator Grace Poe has affirmed that she will support ISCO and that she will campaign for ISCO, no? So, syempre, bibigyan mo ng role, ng malaking role si Senator Grace Poe. There's also Senator Ralph Recto, who has immediately expressed his support for the ISCO Moreno candidacy and the will ISCO Moreno Willie Ong tandem. So, syempre, bibigyan mo rin ng malaking role si Senator Ralph, because I think he's running unopposed in Batangas.
Oh,
for the congressional district of his wife, Ate Vilma Santos Recto, no? So may time siya na i-devote sa campaign.
Okay. So sino yung magiging campaign manager?
We haven't really decided that. Right now, ako yung tumitindig na ganon, no? But syempre, team effort naman lagi yan, eh, no? I never claim to be whatever, no? I mean, I always look at a campaign management as a team effort, no?
Pero usually, Mr. Banayo, yung mga iba ko nakakausap ng mga campaign strategists, pag nadidinig nila, oh, si Lito Banayo, naki-isko. Usually, ang common response na nakukuha ko, mukhang may nakita tong si Lito Banayo dito kay Isko, ah. Tsaka meron silang konting takot, eh. Diba? Kasi veterano kayo, eh. Knowing your experience in previous campaigns, diba? ERAP, Ting Lacson, Pinoy, Duterte, and now Isko.
Yeah, well, hindi naman. It's just that, kung basa ano, para talent scout lang tayo.
Hindi, nagpapahumble si Mr. Banayo. Pero si Senator Poe, most likely, ano magiging role niya? Ano yung mga possible roles sa kanya, sa campaign?
Well, we haven't really talked to her about that, no, but we will very soon, no. Siguro ang sabi niya sa amin, ang sabi niya kay Isko, she's going to move around the country for Isko, she's going to even speak for Isko, halimbawa mga talk shows or mga interviews ganun, no. She's going to be very active in the campaign, and even her son, si Brian, who's pretty good in social media, has volunteered also to assist us in social media.
Sino yung most likely magiging campaign spokesman?
Wala pa. We haven't really... we will be announcing that soon. Siguro after we've announced the senatorial slate, no? Mm-hmm. And then we're going to announce also kung sino yung aming spokesperson or spokespersons, kasi may balak kami na magkaroon ng spokesperson sa Visayas, no, who speaks the language, no, and spokesperson for Mindanao, no. Well, actually mga Visayan speakers yan, no? Minsan Cebuano speakers, and probably someone for Muslim Mindanao for the BARM.
Is that somehow an acknowledgement and part of the strategy to make sure that he would be more known and palatable to people in the two other regions besides Mindanao? Kasi ano siya, ang tingin sa kanya very Manila, di ba?
Yes, Manila-centric. But on the other hand, si Isko's parents, again, yan yung everyday man's life story, eh, no?
Oo.
Yung tatay niya, mahirap na nagsasakada lang sa Antique, sa mga Sugarland doon. Yung nanay naman niya, mahirap na taga Allen, Northern Samar. Tapos parehong nagbakasakali sa Maynila, napadpad sa Tondo, which is nung araw lahat naman ng barko sa Tondo ang baba, no? So ayun, nagkakilala, no? The father worked as a dock worker, stibidor, and the mother as a laundry woman, no, nung bata pa si Isko. So, ganun naman talaga ang buhay ng Pilipino, no, na in the search for a better life, no. They would move anywhere. Ngayon, of course, hindi na ganun ang ano, the diaspora is no longer from Mindanao or Visayas to Manila. It's already from all over the country to the rest of the world, no. Yun na yung istorya talaga ng Pilipino ngayon.
Pardon me for ano for this question kasi hindi ako masyadong familiar din sa backstory ng parents niya aside from that you already know. So nasaan na ba yung ano yung mother yung father?
Actually patay na pareho. The patay mother pareho. Died last year, no? I think October, one day after Isko's birthday. October 24 ang birthday niya, the following day namatay yung nanay niya. So yung nanay niya nakita pa siyang naging mayor ng Manila. Pero yung tatay niya, nung naging artista lang siya, hanggang doon lang nabuhay, no? Hindi inabot yung naging konsehal siya.
Okay. Itong senatorial lineup, i-announce nyo, sabi nyo, kailan?
Within the next few days, pa-ilan-ilan yan, hindi yan agad-agad na lahat, no? Malamang yan, i-announce pa-isa-isa o pa-dalawa-dalawa, no? Kasi yung iba, nagdi-decision pang mabuti kung talagang tatakbo sila o hindi, no, and ask na hanggang October, hanggang sa deadline ng filing ng ano
October,
and tsaka sila magdi-decision kung tatakbo o hindi.
Pero definitely mabubuo ba yung 12 slots?
No. Happy na kami sa 6 o 7.
6 o 7. Okay, yeah. Ito, correct me if I'm wrong, kayo yung veteranong strategist dito. Kasi minsan may impression na if you're running for president, mas magandang tingnan pag kumpleto yung ticket. Kasi others might see that as a sign of weakness or lack of support. Kung 4 lang, 6 or 8. Although no, in reality, di ba, 8 lang naman ang binoboto talaga, usually.
Yeah, pero conventional, again, conventional wisdom yan eh. Totoo yan nung panahon na may nationalista at may liberal party. And ang kagandahan nung panahon na yon, they try to make sure na yung mga kandidato represents the different ethno-linguistic groups in the country. So yes, sigurado may Ilocano, may Muslim, may, di ba? Ganon. Mm-hmm. Pero ngayon, hindi na nga nagkakatotoo yan sapagkat may mga regions na wala namang material na willing to run, no, for a senatorial office. No? So hindi totoo yan because in this case, ang mas importante, yung 6 o 7 mo, mga kilalang tao, mga hindi mo naman ipagkakahiya na iharap sa taong bayan because they deserve to be senators, no? You get my point, Christian. Yeah. Hindi yung masasuluin mo na lang.
Yeah.
Anong nangyari, for instance, panahon ni Pangulong Duterte, tumakbo siyang presidente, meron siyang vice-presidente, pero kung hindi ko nagkakamali, lahat ng pumunta sa kanya, tinataas niya ang kamay na senador, no? So we had as much as 14 yata senatorial candidates, no? And even in 2019, you will notice that was replicated, ano?
Lampas ng 12.
Lampas ng 12 yung kanilang tinaasang kamay, di ba? So magulo yon. So sa amin, okay lang yung may 6 o 7, basta hindi mo naman ikahihiyang iharap sa taong bayan. Magagaling, may experience, may advocacy, no? As much as possible, well, for instance, na-i-announce na naman ito, si Samira Gutok will be one of our senatorial candidates, no? She is highly respectable, she is a Muslim scholar, no? So meron na kaming Muslim na kandidato, no? Inuna pa nga namin 'yon, no? But siguro yung pagpapakilala sa kanila ni Yorme o ni Mayor Isko at ni Doc Willie Ong, baka 2 by 2 or 1 by 1, depende nga sa ano.
Hindi yung sabay-sabay taas. Kunwari 6 or 8, sabay-sabay. Hindi ganun.
Hindi.
Kasi ano, si former bayan muna Representative Derek Olmenares, kasi he supported the Grispo before, di ba? Will he be part of the Isko Willie Ong ticket?
I do not know. I do not know yet. Pero hindi naman nag-uusap pa sila tungkol sa senatorial candidacy. No? Hindi pa.
Sino pa ibang mga options? Yung mga tinitingnan nyo? Yung mga posibleng makapasok sa senatorial lineup?
Well, ayoko muna sabihin, Christian, ano, dahil mahirap naman yun. I'm not authorized to say, other than Samira Gutok na in-announce na namin at ng Action Demokratiko, ayoko muna magsabi. Baka mamayang hapon merong i-announce na isa o dalawa.
Okay. Eh si ano, may pag-uusap ba tungkol sa possible inclusion ni former Vice President Noreen De Castro doon sa lineup?
Mukhang meron, pero hindi ko pa alam kung sarado na.
For possible.
Tuligil ka na.
Siyempre, I have to try. So, isa yan sa mga ano, di ba, lumulutang si Noreen De Castro. Baka tatakbo sa pagkasenador uli. So, okay. Stop na.
Ayaw mo naman may kakampi ABS-CBN.
Okay. Doon naman sa ano, open ba yung ISCO Pong ticket to adopt candidates for senator from other tickets?
Yes. That is also one of the reasons why we don't want to fill it up this early. Kasi in the process of talks, unity talks, no? Syempre meron namang mga iba na karapat-dapat din, no? Pero belong to a different political party, merong ibang political persuasion, pero pwede namang i-adapt in the form of a coalition or in the form of an alliance. So.
Okay. So speaking of unity talks, on the part of Isambayan, as far as they're concerned, especially si Vice President Lenny, kahit papaano meron pa rin daw open lines of communication with the likes of Mayor Isko. Totoo ba yan? Nakikipag-usap pa siya for possible unification?
Oo. Yeah. As far as I know, the last time they talked was Monday afternoon last week when he formally informed her. He went to her office in New Manila. And he formally told her na nakapag-desisyon na siya na si Doc Willie Ong ang kanyang vice presidential candidate and mag-a-announce na sila sa Wednesday, which was Wednesday last week. She was one of the first to know, aside from a few of us, of course.
Kumbaga nagpasintabi naman.
Oo. And pero, she welcomed it. Maganda, napakaganda ng kanyang ano na she wished him luck and all that, no? Yun ang natutuwan-tuwa kami kay Vice President Lenny kasi makikita mo yung sinseridad niya na gusto lang niyang as much as possible mapagkaisa ang lahat ng mga lalaban sa presidential candidacy na hindi binasbasan ng present administration, no? Or hindi nakaalyansa sa mga Marcos.
Okay. Pero yung ongoing na unification talks, saan siya nakasentro ngayon? Napapag-usapan pa rin ba yung having a single candidate for president by the opposition?
Mukhang, as far as our candidacy is concerned, mukhang hindi na. No? Nag-decision na kami, sarado na kami dun sa Isko and Willie Ong, no? And we are not willing to substitute Doc Willie Ong for anybody.
So tuloy na yung pagtakbo for president ni Mayor Isko at saka ni Dr. Willie Ong for vice president?
Yes.
So paano yun? Kasi yung iba naman ang pinupush pa rin for president by the opposition to represent the opposition, si Vice President Len Robredo. So out of the question na mag-give in si Mayor Isko for Vice President Lenny for president?
Yeah, that's out of the question.
Okay. So yun nga. So ano pang pinag-uusapan sa unity talks? Senatorial na lang ba?
Well, maybe. I don't know. I do not know kung ano ang pinag-uusapan nila. Basta ang alam kong huling pag-uusap nila ay nung nagpasintabi, nagpaalam si Mayor Isko kay Vice President Lenny Monday afternoon last week.
Eh yung ano naman, may mga membro ng opposition who do not consider Mayor Isko as part of the opposition. Ano ba? How would you define him?
Hindi rin naman namin dinidefine si Mayor Isko as opposition kasi. No? We're not saying that Mayor Isko is opposition or administration. No? We feel, and very strongly at that, that it is not, I mean, with all the problems that the country is facing, ang magiging clarion call talaga namin is to heal the land, no? To unite everybody. No? Because kung lagi tayong magle-label na opposition o administrasyon, no? I know this is a unique situation, no? But that's also born by the fact na wala naman talagang totoong defined political party system in this country, no? Ang magiging panawagan ni Mayor Isko, no, as he goes through the campaign trail is, let's move forward, no? Dami nating problema, no? Magsama-sama tayo. Kung mayroong mga hindi pagkakaintindihan, eh ayusin natin, no? Let's sit down on a table and try to find a common ground, no? May commonalities naman tayo bilang Pilipino, no? So hindi yung diametrically opposite or diametrically in favor.
Okay. Pero kasi nga, sinasabi ng iba dyan, before you do that, yung moving forward, dapat may clear sense of justice and accountability. Kunwari, in the case of the Marcoses, in the case of Duterte.
Yeah, definitely yun. Kaya naman, lagi naman sinasabi ni Mayor Isko, we just have to follow the rule of law, no? Yung accountability in government is a must, no? Kung halimbawa, may kasalanan, edi kasuhan at hayaan ang judicial system or judicial processes to decide on the fate of people who may have transgressed the law in whatever form.
Okay. Doon sa mga pronouncements si Vice President Lenny Robredo recently, ang lagi niya sinasabi, ang goal is to prevent Duterte's candidate from winning and a return of the Marcoses. So, doon ba sa pag-uusap nila ni Mayor Isko Moreno, nagkaroon ba ng expression of support or confidence man lang si Vice President Lenny kay Mayor Isko na since tatakbo kayo for president, si Mayor Isko, baka ba ma-achieve yung goal na yan? Ang pagbalik ng mga Marcos so. O pagkatalo ng Duterte candidate?
Yeah, I believe so. Ang diferensya lamang siguro ng some of the those who claim or who style themselves as fierce oppositionists, is si Mayor Isko does not want to hurt sensibilities, no, so much. Kasi at the end of the day, ang feeling niya, kakailanganin din natin ang tulong ng lahat. Halimbawa, yung mga DDS, okay, banat ng banat kay Mayor Isko, banat ng banat sa oposisyon, wala silang dinidios kundi si Presidente Duterte. But at the end of the day, pag naging presidente ka and you're already at the helm of leadership, hindi mo naman pwedeng i-ostracize yung mga yan. Hindi mo naman pwedeng sabihin, mabulok na kayo mga DDS. Kailangan isama mo pa rin sila sa political equation, no? To the political conversation, no? They represent a very big chunk of this country. They are mostly from Mindanao and the Visayas, no? Hindi mo naman pwedeng sabihin, ah, hindi, kaaway ko kayo. Yun nga nagiging problema ng ating bansa, no? Na palagi na lamang awayan ng awayan sa politika. But there must be common grounds that we can cooperate among each other, no? Whether you're from the Ilocos, whether you're from Mindanao, wherever you come from, para nga maiusad na itong ating... The problems that we face are tremendous, no? At huwag na nating sisihin kung sino man ang nagkamali o sino man yung mga ano. This is a compendium of so many problems, so many that we created, so many years of neglect, no, solving perennial problems, no. So we have to come up with, we have to forge unity among ourselves to address these issues.
Isa rin ba ito sa mga concerns ni Mayor Isko, yung not to hurt the sensibilities, for example, in the case of the Marcoses. Kaya ganun yung mga pronouncements niya recently.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, kailangan mo rin ang tulong nila eh. Kung halimbawa maging presidente ka, 'di ba? Meron sila mga loyalists, meron sila mga followers, rabid followers if you may want to call them. But at the end of the day, if they see sincerity on your part to unite the country, they will also have to cooperate. Okay. Kasi nga, we have to move forward. It's not a case of moving on, but a case of moving forward.
Okay. So yeah, he didn't want to hurt the sensibilities of the Marcoses.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
Pero dun sa goal, going back dun sa goal ng opposition, ni the one led by Vice President Lenny, yung matalo yung mga Marcos, ma-prevent yung pagbalik nila sa Malacanang, can Isko Moreno do that? Kaya ba niyang talunin ang Marcos? O ma-prevent ang pagbalik ng ang pagkapanalo ng kandidato ni President Duterte? Kaya ba niya yan?
Yun ang aming paniniwala. no, yun ang aming pananaw at sa tingin namin based also on the quantitative research that has been going on since late last year, si Isko Moreno has the biggest chance among all other presidential wannabes or presidential candidates to be able to win over, no, either the Marcos candidacy or the whoever is the candidate anointed or endorsed by President Duterte.
So kaya niyan talunin si Bongbong kung tumakbo man sa pagka-presidente si Bongbong Marcos?
Yes.
How about Sara Duterte?
Yes.
What do the numbers show so far?
We've been tracking that, you know. We've been tracking the numbers. We've also been doing FGDs, no? And so we know where the weaknesses are from a geographical point of view. We know where the weaknesses are from a sectoral point of view, from an age group point of view, from an income level point of view. So para yung CT scan na you do a lot of slices, no? You don't do shotgun approaches, you do target shooting. For instance, I'll give you an example. Si Mayor Isko in the early part of this year was only doing 4% in Mindanao compared to, I think, 68% of Mayor Sara Duterte. No? In our latest survey, which was the end of August, the last part of August, the last 2 weeks, last week of August, she is down to 50 in Mindanao. And Isko Moreno from 4 is now 14 in Mindanao.
Ganun kabilis.
Yes.
Ano yung nagbago? What did he do?
I don't know. Probably because si Mayor Sara hems and hoes, tatakbo, hindi tatakbo. That's probably one reason. Number two, maybe affected by, syempre, marami problema eh. Pandemic, maraming, ano, no? And this was before the Farmally scandal.
Oo.
This before was before Farmally. No? I mean, ang lumabas pa lamang noon, yung COA report, which Uh-oh. People never really understood, no, until nagkaroon na ng Senate investigation, di ba?
Na mas lumino na.
Yung Senate investigation, maraming na-uncover, pero dati wala. So, yung mga ganon, no? So we know. And then we track down further saan kami kumukuha ng boto sa Mindanao. And we've identified where they are. No? See? So, yun nga. Kukurot-kurot ka dito, kurot ka rito, kurot ka ron. But you fortify your strength in your base.
Oh, you keep it, no?
Uh-oh.
So, ano ba? Speaking of Farmally, the investigation. Si Senator Gordon ba? Meron bang pag-uusap between him and Mayor Isko? Possibly, let's say, tumakbo si Gordon under an Isko ticket? Or sumuporta anyway?
Wala pa. I think Mayor Dick Gordon is very busy with the Farmally investigation, the Blue Ribbon Committee investigation. I don't think he's even focused on the 22 national elections because he's still focused on the Blue Ribbon Committee hearings.
Kung tumakbo naman si Vice President Lenny for president, how would this affect the presidential run of Mayor Isko?
Well, syempre it will affect, no? Natural. Let us be quite realistic about it, no? The Bicol voters will definitely vote for her, no? I mean, they're a very regionalistic clan, no? I mean, clannish ang mga tao sa Bicol, no? So medyo may bawas doon.
Pero how big an impact do you think that would have on the candidacy of Mayor Isko?
Well, it's a matter of ano, strategy na. No? Saan mo babawiin? Di ba? Pangalawa, you have to tell people also na yung asawa ni Isko, taga Sorsogon, kababayan ni Vice President Lenny.
Okay. How about tong candidacy for president naman ni Senator Manny Pacquiao? Do you guys feel threatened doon sa pagtakbo ni Senator Manny Pacquiao given the fact that they have very similar backstories?
Yeah, they have very similar backstories, no? But they also have different struggles in life, no? One excelled in pugilism in sports, no?
Yeah.
The other one excelled in public service, no? So those are two different while tama yung pareho yung kanilang pinaghuhugutan, wika nga, no, yung kanilang earlier life narrative. Pero iba naman yung tinahak nilang landas in terms of serving the people, no? So we will have to draw comparisons between that and Senator Pacquiao's and Mayor Isko's. But that is not we are not to from a tactical point of view, for instance, no? Hindi ba makakaagaw ng boto sa Mindanao si Senator Pacquiao? Not kay Isko, but from Mayor Sara.
Yes.
So, perceive that as an advantage for us rather than a disadvantage.
Kasi mabibiyak sila, yung dalawa.
Makakakuha siya doon. Hindi na, I'm sure the Dutertes will still rule in terms of, I mean, they will still get a big chunk of the votes. Pero makakakain si Senator Pacquiao doon. No?
Okay. How about yung idea na they might end up canceling each other out because of their similar backstories, rags to riches, kahit magkaiba yung direction na tinahak?
Ah, hindi. Makikita yung diferensya during the campaign. Pagka nagkaroon ng debates, makikita mo na yung diferensya. Pag nag-uusap sila at ini-interview na ng mga katulad mo, na mga matutulis na journalist, no, makikita na yung diferensya.
Okay, so total, dyan na naman papunta yung usapan. Eh, no? Diretso ko na yung tanong. Do you consider this as the basic advantage of Mayor Isko kay Senator Manny Pacquiao? In terms of record, its competence?
Yes. I mean, honestly, I'm not trying to depreciate the abilities of Senator Manny Pacquiao. But kung nga sa boxing, pound for pound, tingin ko naman mas mabigat yung nagawa ni Senator Isko Moreno, no, as mayor of Manila within a very short period of time and in a very trying circumstances such as the pandemic compared to what Senator Manny Pacquiao has done, no, as a two-term congressman and a one-term senator.
Okay. So at least lumabas na yung ganyan. Kasi I think a lot of people are thinking of that, diba? Pero people are very diplomatic eh. Na yun naman ang iniisip. Anyway, dito naman sa ano, di ba una nag-declare for president si Senator Manny Pacquiao and then sumunod si Mayor Isko Moreno. Honestly, from a tactical point of view, do you see the possibility or the likelihood of Senator Manny Pacquiao reconsidering his presidential run? Kasi biglang sumulpot ng Isko Moreno, pareho kami ng backstory at sabi nyo nga, mas meron siyang napatunayan in terms of an executive position at may naipakita. Kasi pag nangampanya yan, lalabas at lalabas yung difference na yan.
Yeah. So, the possibility of
him reconsidering or withdrawing.
Reconsidering. Well, we hope so. We hope so. No? Pwede. Everything is possible until October 8 or even until November 15 or 10, whatever. Anything is possible pa. But not in the case of Isko and Doc Willie.
Okay. Siyempre, itong tanong ko, ang sagot nyo rito tainted because you are with the campaign of Mayor Isko. Pero if you were with Senator Manny Pacquiao, given the situation or the equations now that have been emerging, I mean, kung kayo, yung nasa side ni Manny Pacquiao, what would you do? Kasi merong isang nag-emerge na Isko Moreno.
Well, paano ko naman sila i-advise, Christian? Paano ko naman? How, I don't even... You know, the first time I met Senator Manny Pacquiao, as in yung nakausap, no? Kasi I met him once in Congress, no? Yung congressman pa siya, pinakilala siya sa akin na, I think, ni... Congresswoman Baby Arenas, no, while in a budget hearing. But that was all, no. The second time I met him, na nakausap ko was when nag-usap sila nung Sunday of the previous week, two Sundays ago. Kasama niya yung kanyang publicist niya si Bernard Peralta.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? At saka siya. Tapos kami naman ni Mayor Isko.
Okay.
Doon ko lang siya nakausap.
Okay. In terms of funding, Mr. Banayo, kumusta naman? Kasi remember, although this was different, di ba, nung 2016 when he first ran for senator, ramdam na naubusan ng PC si Mayor Isko, ano? But of course, it's an entirely different ballgame dahil presidential candidacy si na to. Kumusta naman yung pasok ng, ano, ng commitments to donate?
Well, naghahabol pa rin. Naghahabol pa rin kasi alam mo naman yung TV ads pay before broadcast yan, di ba?
Yeah.
So every time malapit na yung deadline, eh, naghahabol pa rin kami, no? Meron man, marami naman tumutulong, no? Kanya lang syempre, in the case of Mayor Isko, siya mismo nagdo-double time in trying to look for supporters, funding supporters. So
I remember dati nung ginias ko po kayo sa ANC, ang topic natin doon is was campaign strategy, 'di ba? Kasama yung campaign spending. Nung tinanong ko sa inyo, how much would it take for a presidential candidate, how much he would likely spend sa 2022? Sabi niyo depende sa kandidato, 'di ba? Kung mas kilala ka na o kung hindi pa masyado, mas malaki yung problema. Pero for someone like Isko Moreno, given his status now, magkano logical na dapat ihanda ng isang kandidatong katulad niya?
Well, I don't know the actual figures, no. But for instance, we are heartened by the fact. I mean, the other day, ang dami-daming nagpadala sa akin at kay Mayor Isko ng mga pictures ng mga tarpaulins o billboards all over the country, no? Meron sa Sultan Kudarat, meron sa General Santos, meron pa raw sa Davao, eh. Meron din sa Cebu, kung saan-saan, no? And all of these were funded by local supporters. Sila mismo, no? Kaya nga yung design iba-iba, eh, no? Wala akong uniformity of design, eh, no, so far. Kasi nga hindi nang gagaling sa amin. Sila ang gumagasta, sila ang naglalagay. Merong mga building owners, for instance, na nag-o-offer na doon na raw gawin ang headquarters na namin sa Isabela, sa Cagayan Province, kung saan-saan, no? So we are heartened by all this show of support, no? Merong mga nagdo-donate ng t-shirts, may mga nagdo-donate ng stickers, no? Small amounts probably, but they all help. And the more important thing is, it is a sign of commitment. That is the more important thing.
Okay. Now, of course, alam natin yung backstory ni Mayor Isko at saka yung record niya, yung pag-aaral na pinagpatuloy niya until he got to where he is now. Pero alam natin, pag naging presidente ka, you have to deal with so many problems, different facets, no? Ano yung nakikita niyo yung areas that he needs to improve more still? Example, foreign policy, Mindanao issue.
We, Christian, over the past month, we have had several roundtable meetings with different experts. No? Right now, ang focus pa lang namin na nag-attend si Mayor Isko is the economy. No? And together with Doc Willie, yung health issues, health and the economy, because these are the principal concerns, no? Top of mind of people right now. So yun ang pinag-usapan, and we have come up with a bilis kilos platform in so far as the minimum basic needs of people are, which is how to give them assurance about health matters, housing, education, and job creation, livelihood creation. But eventually, we will have to sit down with experts on foreign relations, no? Although, alam ko for a fact na I think as early as November last year, nag-usap sila Associate Justice Tony Carpio tungkol sa West Philippine Sea issue, no? And then mag-uusap kami susunod na with another panel of experts on political reforms.
Okay.
No? What are we going to do in terms of the bureaucracy? What are we going to do in terms of systemic ways of fighting corruption? No, kasi corruption hindi yan sasabihin mo, oh, mag-imbestiga ka tapos hulihin mo tapos ikulong mo. It is a question of minimizing discretion in government transactions, systems, eh. Ganun din ang ginagawa niya sa City Hall, eh. Ang labanan, systems. Hindi yung Kasi sa dami niya, ilang million bureaucrats yan. I think the president, for instance, is going to have to appoint something like 4,000 to 5,000 civil servants.
Yeah.
Yung huhulihin mo, yung kusino, yung tiwali, how will you do that kung ang systems mo imperfect? No?
Okay.
And number two, yun ding whiff of corruption. No? Pag sinabi mo whiff of corruption, talagang pag whiff of corruption, tanggalin mo. No? Hindi pwede i-recycle mo. Di ba? I mean, those are things that we have to consider. No?
Mumurahin mo yung nag-iimbestiga dun sa whiff of corruption.
Well, no.
Kaya pala, issue rito corruption, di ba? Ito, very, very straight question, Mr. Banayong. Can you honestly tell the Filipino people na Isko Moreno, if elected president, hindi niya nanakawan ang kabanambayan?
Yes, yes. He's been in public service for 23 years. No? Wala namang kaso siya sa Sandigan Bayan or saan man. Merong mga nag-file sa ombudsman nung siya konsehal yata o vice mayor, I'm not too sure, alleging tawag dito, ghost employees doon sa kanyang tanggapan. No? Naawa, na, ang nangyari, dinismiss kaagad-agad ng ombudsman because they found out after checking the list of so-called ghost employees, eh, fictitious persons pala yun. No? So it came to the point that someone wanted to file a case of disbarment against the lawyer who filed the case in the ombudsman. Pero naawa si Isko dahil kawawa naman daw kasi notaryo publiko lang pala dun sa City Hall na ginamit nung katunggali niya sa politika para siya siraan. No? So, I can see that. No? And the family lives very simply. Miski puntahan niyo yung bahay, no? Well, sabagay, yung bahay is not a... Is not a well...
Maganda yung bahay niya eh.
Marami rin nagpakita ng bahay eh, no?
Maganda yung bahay niya eh.
Ano, no?
Maganda yung bahay niya eh.
Ni Isko?
Oo.
No. It's in a subdivision in the boundary. Of course, he still has his Tondo residence na hanggang nung namatay ang nanay niya, dun nakatira ang nanay niya. His wife is pretty well off.
Oh,
no? They're related to the Aguilars of Las Piñas. So yung bahay nila is in a subdivision which was owned by the family of the wife.
Oh. Yung isang issue naman na binabato rin sa kanya. Sabi niyo, you can tell the people na you can say na Mayor Isko, if elected president, won't steal your money, our money. How about yung, can you say with certainty na hindi naman siya magpapagamit sa mga oligarko o isang oligarch na kunwari because of donations, because of financial support over the course of his political career, na hindi naman ito yung hahawak sa leeg niya kung manalo man siyang pangulo?
Well, ang labanan dyan is level playing field. No? For as long as the rules are certain and he promises that the rules are going to be certain, and two, you have a level playing field. Actually, yung mga malalaking negosyante naman, in fairness, no? And that includes those that are, to me, unfairly labeled as economic oligarchs, no? All they want is a level playing field. Kung bidding, no? Maayos na bidding, no? Hindi yung papaboran mo ito kasi tumulong sa iyo sa kampanya, hindi ganoon eh. And in a very given the processes of our bureaucracy and our auditing rules, no, mahahalata ka naman pag pinaburan mo ang isang kumpanya versus another company, no, and that is the role of media as well as the Commission on Audit, no, na to find out, no. Kaya nga lumalabas itong sa, for instance, itong latest problem sa Pharmaly. Kasi rules were broken. No, rules were, I mean, may standard operating procedures naman ng gobyerno. So rules were broken and ayan, lumalabas na may mga pagkakamaling ginawa, no.
Okay.
So, yun lang, level playing field, no. Huwag kang magpabor ng isa versus the other. Basta kung bidding, straightforward, no. Sino manalo, edi yun, no. For all you know, parehong tumulong sa iyo yun ng kampanya.
Okay. Ito, medyo patapos na po tayo, Mr. Banayo. Gusto ko rin tanongin kasi ito na pag-usapan natin a bit extensively naman nung huli tayong huli po kayo nag-guest dito sa podcast. Dati kayong supporter ni President Duterte, no? Kayo po yung basically envoy ng Pilipinas sa Taipei. Doon sa speech ni Mayor Isko when he launched his presidential bid, a good part was spent answering criticisms coming from the president. No? Talagang lumabas doon yung tama ba, frustration or galit niya. In your case, ano ba, somehow are you glad na nakalabas na kayo sa Duterte camp at nakalipat na kayo rito kay Mayor Isko, given what's happening now in this administration?
Well, so your question is, bakit ako umalis sa campo ni President?
Masaya ba kayo ngayon na nakalabas na kayo?
Ah, yes, yes, oo. Actually, to be very honest, Christian, ano, I supported and worked very hard for President Duterte because I believe in his political will, in his determination, no? And even his track record as mayor of the city of Davao, kasi I've seen how Davao's peace and order situation really improved considerably when he was mayor of Davao, no? Kasi ang pamilya namin, meron kaming lupa sa Davao City, you know. We had 142 hectares of land in Davao City. Na nung bago dumating si Mayor Duterte sa Davao, bago siya naging mayor, lagi kaming pinepeste ng NPA, ng Revolutionary Tax and all that, no. So nung si Presidente Cory at that time nag land reform, ang ginawa namin, total kami naman lahat, apat kami magkakapatid, lahat naman kami naging professionals na napapag-aral na kami ng magulang namin, binoluntary offer of sale namin sa land bank, kami sa agrarian reform. Kasi nga, wala rin naman sa aming gustong humarap doon sa mga NPA sa Davao, no? So, ngayon, nanghihinayang ako because napagawan pa ng karsada ni Mayor Duterte doon sa tabi ng property namin that leads 20 minutes away na ngayon from the airport, no? Pero ganun talaga, nakatulong ka naman sa mga dati naming empleyado, so okay lang, no? So nakita ko yon, and I believed really that he would replicate that all over the country given the opportunity. Kanya lang, and I have to be very honest, with all due respect to President Rodrigo Roa Duterte, mukhang ang naging problema ay yung bang putting square pegs in round holes, no? Yung process of choosing the men and women who will help you govern the country. Yung bang kailangan kilala ka personal ng pangulo or ng mga taong malapit sa kanya, no? So ang nangyari, merong talagang mga nailagay sa mga pwesto na hindi naman nakatulong sa kanya, no? But the process of knowing who these people are takes time. In the meantime, yung damage to the bureaucracy, to the career civil service, nangyari na, no? And so maraming mga programa na maganda intention pero hindi nagiging maganda ang implementation because you put the wrong people in the wrong boxes, no? I mean, hindi naman sa ano pagmamalaki, halimbawa, meron namang mga hindi niya kilala dati, no? Pareho ni Vince Dizon. I might as well mention Vince kasi si Vince was with me during the campaign, ano? Si Vince, hindi naman niya ano, tao yan ni Alan Cayetano, but si Vince is an achiever, is a performer in this government, di ba?
During the pandemic.
Hindi niya personal na kilala si Vince, no? Noong, until during the campaign, no? So yun ang sinasabi ko. Sinabi ko yan kay Isko. When I agreed to help him, sabi ko, pwede pa, meron lang ako isang kondisyon. Sabi ko, pwede ba, pag naging presidente ka, gumawa ka naman ng search committee. Yung makatotohanan ng search committee. No? Para ang mailagay naman natin sa pamahalaan, yung talagang nalalaman ang trabaho, may kakayahan, may karanasan, may integridad. No? Talagang i-vet natin ang husto. And he said, done, immediately. Sabi niya, yan talaga. Kasi miski sa Manila, miski tao ni Lito Atienza. Yung kanya city engineer, si Armand Andres, tao yun ni Lito Atienza. Pero binalik niya sa pwesto kasi magaling si Armand. Ayun bang ganon?
Meritocracy.
Oh, meritocracy. Walang, may mga tao pa nga si Presidente Era hanggang ngayon nandun sa City Hall eh. Kasi magagaling naman. No?
Dapat meritocracy.
Yung masama, yung bulok, eh, tanggalin. Hmm.
Dapat meritocracy, hindi meritocracy. Ito pala, patapos na. Pero nung ko pa gusto itanong sa inyo to eh, was there something, was there anything with President Duterte that really disappointed you? Kasi ngayon, marami na, alam natin, very imperfect yung administration. Marami mga frustrated. Kayo, personally, someone who worked under him, bukod dyan sa binanggit nyo, yung hindi naging maayos yung pagpili ng mga tao. Yung mga nagsasabi, parang na-scam tayo rito kay Duterte. Kasi for example, yung issue ng wave of corruption, eh bakit ganun? Ang dami lumulutang, pero ang minumura yung mga nag-iimbestiga, hindi yung mga na-involved sa wave of corruption.
Well, in all honesty, Christian, and I've written about this in my columns even when I was still chairman of MECO, yung handling of the COVID pandemic was a disaster. No? I mean, especially since I was in Taiwan all the time, di ba?
Yeah.
Nakita ko yung handling sa Taiwan. No? Nakita ko yung pwede naman sanang hindi lumaki ng husto yung infection rate dito sa ating bansa kung naging maagap ang handling ng pandemic. And I have openly criticized the leadership of the Department of Health in the way they handled the pandemic. Okay, masasabi natin, ngayon lang nangyari yan, but kaya ka nandiyan dyan eh. Dapat maagap kang kumilos. No? You cannot be tied down to the usual solutions because this is an unusual problem. At kung hindi mo kaya, ibigay mo doon sa may kaya, doon sa kayang umisip ng out-of-the-box solutions. Hindi ba?
Okay, Mayor. Mr. Lito Banayo, maraming salamat po for joining us on this podcast. Maraming salamat, sir.
Salamat, Christian. All the best.
Okay, all the best then. So that's it for our podcast episode this week. I'm your host, Christian Esguera. Don't forget to like and subscribe to my YouTube channel. And you can watch this podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, and Stitcher. Maraming salamat po for joining us today.